And if we go back, that those who have followed some things over with what the museum is doing, they know about King Kennedy, perhaps, a local vaudeville performer in the early 20s. That has his story is being rewritten or written now. He performed here as one of his venues. And so although it was primary movies, there have been a lot of other events here over the years, and we like to keep those going.
Now, the Rotten Apple Gang, I'm going to refer to them as, they talked about the ambiance, and they talk about a special feeling you get when you get in here. I have to tell you, that's now been enhanced for me because you gave me a little private tour, and I saw some areas of the Ruby Theater. I knew you had an orchestra pit here. I did not know there was a complete room under there with kind of an old-fashioned, if for want of another word, and you can tell us exactly what that apparatus was called, but a way to cool the theater. And I understand that at one time, even though it was motor-driven, it broke down, and some folks here had to hand-turn that.
Yes, that the heating system that was used up until about 4 years ago began in 1915, and it is a 4-foot squirrel cage fan, wooden, motor-driven, but yes, when motor fails, you do it by hand. And get two people to crank that for a couple hours, it's a pretty good workout. 2 years ago, we put in a ductless system, and just in case one unit fails, we actually have two. And so that will make people more comfortable than what they used to be. We don't have the old-time sweat that they would have had in the early days here in the summer.